Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Lord, you gather the church to be part of your mission as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. As Jesus acknowledged the great faith of a woman from outside his people, help your church discover and find blessing in the faith of people we might reject. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You have blessed us with the bounty of the earth. Grant your grace to all your creatures, that the earth will flourish. Relieve waters choked by garbage, renew soils stripped of nutrients, and refresh the air all creatures need to live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You call the nations to be glad and sing for joy. Let your way be known among all the nations of the world divided by power, greed, and competing interests, contending alliances, and consumed by enormous worry. Bless us and make your face shine upon all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You show unexpected mercy, kindness, and generosity. We pray for those who do not have enough, for outcasts and outsiders in our villages, cities, and towns, and for those who need your healing, especially Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Ruth, Mary Ann, Danelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, the people of Beirut, all who have been affected by hurricanes and torrential weather this week, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In you we live and move and have our being. Grant our congregation of Zion Lutheran Church grace to find our life refreshed and restored in you. Accompany us in the rhythms of late summer and in this time of pandemic. Give us rest and renewal and strengthen us for mission in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Your eternal promises are more than we could ever imagine. As you gather all the saints, join us also with them on the great day of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. Please share a sign of peace with your loved ones, or perhaps make a phone call or even email someone today to share the sign of peace. Let us pray our thanksgiving. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now, know that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. May God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit the Comforter bless you and keep you in eternal love, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God. Our sending hymn this morning is In Christ There Is No East or West, and that is ELW 650. May peace be with you this week.